Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Mike, it's great to see you as always.
It's great to see you too. How are you?
Fine, thanks. And last week you left us with a challenge about something we hope to avoid.
I said, start with the name of last week's special guest, Nate Cordry's podcast, Reading Aloud. Change one letter to a B, and you can rearrange the result to spell a two-word phrase, seven letters, five letters, for something that would make it difficult to listen to a podcast. What is the phrase?
If you change the N to a B, you can rearrange those letters to spell garbled audio.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said. All right, Ian, on July 3rd, 1884, Dow Jones and Company published its first stock average. Included in the customer's afternoon letter, the average contained nine railroads, the Pacific Mail Steamship Company, and Western Union. Today, it includes Delta Airlines, UPS, and 18 other companies, and is known as the Dow Jones Transportation Average. To commemorate the average's first publication, I've brought some questions about its more well-known relative, the Dow Jones Industrial Average.
Okay.
In March of 2015, AT&T, which had been a part of the Dow Index since 1999, was replaced by what multinational company, which is currently the world's largest technology company by total assets, the world's second largest information technology company, and the world's third largest mobile phone manufacturer?
Is it Apple?
It is Apple, yes. And one of my favorite facts about Apple is their street address of their headquarters in Cupertino is one infinite loop. Speaking of Apple, it and three other companies, Cisco Systems, Intel, and Microsoft, are the only ones on the Dow Jones Index that are not traded on the New York Stock Exchange. Instead, they are traded on what exchange, commonly known by its six-letter acronym?
That's the NASDAQ.
It is the NASDAQ, which stands for the National Association of Securities Dealers Automated Quotations, because, as its name implies, when it started, it only provided stock quotes. How Now, Dow Jones, premiered on Broadway in 1967 and featured a score by award-winning composer Elmer Bernstein. Bernstein received two Tony Award nominations for Best Original Score, one for How Now, Dow Jones, and one for what 1983 musical, based on, and named for, a wizard from Arthurian legend?
That's Merlin.
It is indeed Merlin, yes. And the storyline for that musical is really not much more than a framework for illusions made by popular magician at the time, Doug Henning. And my favorite facts about this was that it was directed by Ivan Reitman, and it starred Cheetah Rivera, Nathan Lane, and Christian Slater. The only company currently on the Dow Index that was among the original 12 companies on the list is which conglomerate, formed by the merger of several companies in the late 1880s and early 1890s, including the Edison Lamp Company?
I will say GE.
That is a good thing to say because it is correct. And finally, one of our favorite types of questions, the pure trivia. Which of these increases in the Dow Jones Industrial Average took the longest to happen? From 100 to 1,000? From 1,000 to 5,000, or from 5,000 to 10,000.
Being a contrarian, I'll say the first one.
That is correct. It hit 100 in January of 1906 and didn't hit 1,000 for another 66 years. Well, Ian was a bull in a china shop this week. We just couldn't bear it if you didn't write to us, so drop us a line at quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can see an index of this week's show at wamc.org/anyquestions, where you can also get a glance at some extra credit and this challenge.
Start with the phrase Dow Jones. Change one letter to a G, and you can rearrange the result to spell a two-word phrase, four letters in each word, that could be used to describe an uptick in the stock market. What is the phrase?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll try not to trade you in before this time next week.
We will see you then.